This is N4HHC. Door is it, anyone monitoring from November 4, Hotel Charlie.
Hotel Charlie, sorry about that. This is KI4DTY, and yes, I'm monitoring.
Okay, terrific. So we're just checking out some radios for a good friend, and I want to make sure it's getting out. I didn't know. Do I have a lot of white noise on the signal? Over.
Not really good. There is definitely some white noise, but I'm not sure. Lately, it's the repeater and everything's been sounding a little on the staticky side, so I'm not sure what part of it is that. Over.
Well, I really appreciate the information, and we'll get back here to our demo and help and antenna analyzer. But thanks a lot. N4HHC.
HHC. This is KI4DTY. I'll be monitoring.
Hey, morning, Warren W4FCM.
Ed, so I got Dwayne over here. We're actually on his HT. How's that?
A Bofang, and you admit it, huh? Yeah, I've got one. They're cute. They serve their purpose. They work pretty well.
Fred, we got to check some settings on this. So it's not letting the. I think the squelch is set too high, and it's dropping the signal, kind of choppy sometimes. Over.
Yeah, they're tricky to program. I've got two FT-60s and one Bofang, but like I said, it serves its purpose, and it works. So, good deal. If you can get it, anybody get it going, Warren, you can. Hello, Dwayne, W4FCM.
4FCM, this is Alpha Charlie 4, Charlie Echo. I have had fits trying to get on the air. We're working on antennas, and I really appreciate the antenna analyzer coming our way here in a few minutes, but thanks for making contact with us. Alpha Charlie 4, Charlie Echo.
You sound great, Dwayne. Welcome to the handbands here finally. Alpha Charlie 4, Charlie Echo. And Warren, good to hear both of you. Happy Saturday. Beautiful day, and it's the list some pollen and the air's cleaner. W4FCM, good to hear you on, Dwayne.
Okay, Fred. Thanks for coming back here, and we're making progress here. All right, W4FCM, N4HHC.
In there. I didn't know. I don't hear who it is.
KO4HGX. It's Patrick, Dave.
Oh, there you go. That's much better. Okay, much better. Where are you headed to this morning?
I'm heading back home now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're getting ready to go down to the Barnyard Flea Market down on 101. We got one of the grandchildren to go run some energy off of. And I want to go see if I do a little shopping and see if I find any trinkets that I can't live without.
KI4DTY.
Yeah, I did the same thing this morning. Tried to get into the Mud Creek yard sale up here. Man, you couldn't get nowhere near that thing, so I just failed on it. Went and spent money on diesel fuel instead.
Gotcha. DTY recognized. Pick it up. KB2HXS.
Hi. See how you guys, both of you guys, are doing.
Daniel, how about yourself?
I'm headed up to Raleigh today.
A little bit of a trip. Is it business or pleasure?
It's business. I hate going to Raleigh, so it will always be for business.
Gotcha. Yeah, I did my business during the week. I don't have any service calls this weekend, thank God. Well, you know, if I say that, I'm going to get a phone call. So let me just keep my mouth shut right there. As of right now, I have no work for the weekend.
Yeah, I do weddings and corporate video and photos. So I work throughout the week and on the weekends, but I'm actually helping out a buddy this weekend who got who was short-staffed.
My fellow photographer, I know who you are.
A Nikon 850, right?
Yes, my newly acquired Nikon D850. And I want to ask your opinion on something. Patrick, do you mind for just a minute?
No, y'all go ahead.
On a gimbal mount, I'm looking at the either the Siri PH20 or the Benro version. I think it's a GH5C or something. Anything you want to add to that or suggestions maybe?
That's just the tripod mounted gimbal, right, to stabilize or level out your shot?
Yeah, because I got that 200 to 500 lens, and it doesn't do well on a ball mount. It's too unstable.
I dealt with those a lot, so I know I could definitely do some research and give you some feedback, but I haven't personally dealt with them. Benro is... what was the other one you mentioned?
It's the Suray PH20, or, of course, you know, I can always go for the Wimbley Wimbley W200 or WH200.
What's, I don't know how you say it, Suray. I use their monopod system, and I absolutely love that thing. The Benro is, I don't think they're as good. I think they're definitely a cheaper made product. A buddy of mine used their actual tripods and their fluid heads, and honestly, it was trash. It did not work well at all. He actually was like, oh, here, use my Benro. And I was like, oh, okay, because I was helping him with a wedding one time. And, man, I hated it. That thing, I felt like it was a piece of junk. Now, granted, I use Manfrotto's and Satchelers, so that's usually where I'm coming from.
Manfrotto 055 professional tripod, and it's got the center stalk that you can push up a little bit, but with the center stalk down, it's plenty high, so maybe I'll go with the Suray then. I'm kind of on the fence. I mean, I can, you know, the Wimbley is nice, but... You know, that's more of like a status symbol. Might as well get a Rolex.
Get that, but there's also a reason why usually they come with that status. They've usually earned it with their quality. So I guess it depends on how much do you want to fiddle around with it. Do you want something that's going to set up a little quicker and possibly work a little bit better? Does Spartanburg Photo have either one of those in stock? Do you know?
They've got the Suray. Well, they didn't have the Suray PH20 last week. I actually went up there. They also had the ProMaster version of the gimbal. But yeah, I think I may go with the Suray PH20. And that's the medium size head. The PH30 is just a little bit too big for my needs. I'm not going with a 600 or 800 millimeter lens.
KI4DTY. Yeah, that was going to be my next question, is what lens were you going to use?
Well, my 200 to 500 or my 70 to 200, either one of those two. I think the PH20 would be just fine.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I think if you're just using that 2 to 5 on it, that PH20 would probably be great for you. It's tough sometimes because I've always been in a mindset that, you know, if you think you'll ever go with, you know, like a 600, 700, 800, maybe it'd be worth going ahead and upgrading that gimbal now. But that's truly just a you call if you think that you would ever up or even just rent a bigger lens.
You know, it's just like, you know, why buy cheap lenses when you got, you know, when you got an expensive body, you know, something like that. All right, well, I appreciate the input. Patrick, over to you. I know you're not a photographer, but jump in there. KB2HXS in the group. Patrick, take it away.
No, man, y'all are fine. whenever something like that, it don't bother me at all to sit back and listen to a conversation.
How are you doing today, Patrick?
Well, like I was telling Dave, I went over to go to Mud Creek's yard sale, and man, there was so many people there. They were parking in the roads, and I mean, you couldn't even get near the place, and I was like, I am not buying that crowd. It's not worth it to me. So I went and bought diesel fuel instead. Now I'm heading home.
Diesel fuel than you would have spent at the yard sale.
Probably so. That's another $150.
That's ridiculous. How's the even my car shuts off at $75. Yesterday I wasn't even on empty and I had to fill up, and it stopped at $75 for me.
I'm standing at the pump multiple times, $100 at a time, and I added up my receipts. From last Saturday to last night, I spent $740 in diesel fuel.
Who drives a semi, he had to go out west, so he had to go out to New Mexico, and then he went up to Colorado, and he was trying to get a load out of Colorado, and he said they did not pay anything normal to the normal fee, and so, you know, I think they were only paying, like, whatever it was. I don't know the exact number, but it was something cheap, like $2.50 a mile or something, where he's normally getting $5.50. And so he was talking to them. They're like, nope, that's how much everybody quotes out here. And he's like, yeah, but your gas is $7.
Gentlemen, I got to bug out. The wife just gave me the high sign. We're getting ready to go. You have a great day. KB2HXS is clear.
Dave, good to talk to you this morning. And have fun with the grandkids.
7-3, Dave. Have a good one. It was good talking to you, and we'll have to talk cameras again. But 7-3's have fun with that grandchild.
Oh, yeah. He'll have fun with us. All right, guys. 73, KB2HXS is out.
Just, I don't know what we're going to do or what I'm going to do. Prices keep going up and can't get anything to sell. It's making it hard to be profitable.
I totally understand that. So my brother ended up taking the load out and losing $1,000 on the load just because he felt like taking a load was still better than taking no load. So he ended up just getting hammered on a job just to kind of get closer to home and pick up something a little bit better. So totally get that. Did you have a pretty good sales week or what?
I did. I went down to Michelin yesterday, and then I don't know if you heard or not, but the truck split another fuel filter on the way down there, so I had to work on it on the way down. But luckily it's nothing too major, and I keep one in the truck.
And for the fuel filters to go out that often on your truck?
No, it is not. Start trying to find out what it was. The first one I just thought, it's a bad filter. But now I've just done it again. We're going to start digging a little deeper.
Well, fuel filter, is it just getting like clogged up or what?
Well, they're plastic spindle filters. And, you know, plastic could have been cast too thin or whatever. So that was, I just first one up to that. But now I've just done it again on the second one. It's got to be overpressurizing it somewhere.
I'm in a little bit of a hole, so hopefully you can still hear me. But no, I was trying. That makes a little bit more sense, I guess, if it is being overpressured. But no, that stinks. So did that happen while you were at Michelin?
No, on the way down. That caused me to dump a quarter of a tank of diesel fuel down.
That must have been super painful.
Actually, let's put it that way.
It was not super cheap either. How much is that? $50? $100?
That one, I think, is right around 40.
How expensive they got for the diesel trucks. But no, that's insane. Were you at least able to make a couple sales at Michelin?
Oh, yeah. Ain't no problem with that. One of the things you have to deal with in the process.
It stinks at the same time. So what else are you up to today?
I've got to go check with my stepdad, and I'm going to take the wife and drop her off uptown. She's got some errands she wants to run while I'm doing that. So that's what we're doing next.
You heard, or I told you, I got the 80 meter finally up, but it's been so stinking noisy, but I've only been able to get on twice. But I totally messed up the other day. Did you hear that?
What'd you do now?
Idiot. During the net, I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to turn on my 991, and I'm going to try out the 80 meter and just see if I can hear anyone. And I could hear one guy, and so I could barely make him out. So I picked up a mic and threw out my call sign, threw out his call sign, and he didn't respond, so I waited just a second. And then I picked, still have the mic, and put out my call sign and put out his call sign. And I was like, man, I guess I can't even get out. Then I realized I grabbed the 2980 mic, and I was talking during the net.
Matt, I'm sure you got ribbed on that one, though.
So I, man, if you could see my face, I was like 20 shades of red, 50 shades of red. I felt so embarrassed. I realized what I did, but the same time I realized what I did, Chad called me on the cell phone, and I knew why.
Okay, in 4BWA.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, Patrick. Let me tell you what I did one time, or what I've done about two or three times. I got a dual VFO with dual display in my truck. Well, I was displaying Caesar's Head and Tryon. Well, somehow or another, I hit a button, and it went over to Tryon as the main with the Caesar's Head repeater as a secondary. Well, I'm throwing out a call to some guys that I hear talking on the radio like I am with you guys this morning. And I finally figured out, oh gosh, I'm on the Tryon repeater. No wonder they're not hearing me.
For HGX, I'm pretty sure anybody that's been in the hobby long has done it.
I'm sure. I just felt like an idiot because Gary was calling the net, and here I am in the middle of his net calling out this other guy's call sign and messing it, all of them up. I felt like an idiot. And then as soon as Chad called my cell phone, I knew exactly why he was calling. And I pick up the phone, I said, yes, I know. He goes, okay, I just wanted to make sure you knew you're on, you're calling on the net, and I know you're trying to call it, the 80 meter, so I feel like an idiot, but, well, thank you, Steve, for the story. That makes me feel a little bit better, but I still feel like an idiot.
Well, fortunately, I've only sat on my microphone twice. I got a call. I'm not going to say who it was from, but anyhow, I got a call. It says, you know, we can hear everything you're saying. Oh, no!
On listening to the radio one day, when I heard you holding down the key, and I could hear you, and then I finally heard, because you were on it for a little while. I mean, it was like a good amount of time. And I remember hearing your cell phone ring, and then I heard you get up off of it.
And I'll tell both of you right now, right quick, that was the day that I went over to one of the, I think it was the QT truck stop, and I bought myself a couple of microphone clips and put them on the dash. My mic does not lay on the console anymore.
The do. I need to get a microphone clip for mine because mine lays in the center console of my truck, but I've always been scared that if I'm hitting the button or hit the button accidentally.
Gentlemen, I'm going to have to jump out. I'm arrived at home, so I'm going to say 7-3s for now. Daniel, you have a safe trip on into Raleigh, and I'll talk to you on down the log. And Steve, have a good day. KO4HK is clear.
You have a good day, buddy. Don't sit on your microphone. don't pull a Steve. So Daniel, where are you off to, buddy? Are you going out on your vacation?
Have a good one. Have a good one with the wife. And I'll be driving probably around 8, 9 o'clock tonight. So I may try to jump on the net if I can. Steve, actually, I'm headed to a job in Raleigh, of all places. I hate going to Raleigh, but a buddy of mine has got shorthanded on some help, and I'm going up there to help him with a wedding to cover him while he's out of town. And going up there to do that.
Going up there to play with your new camera.
I've ordered a new camera, but that thing is so far behind, I don't know when I'll get it. And, Steve, let me jump off. This is actually my wedding. I'll be right back, 7-3.
PA monitoring.